Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big baseball news today, obviously. Rob Manfred coming down very hard on the Houston Astros. Mark Feinsohn was on MLB Network. He writes for MLB.com. Good to talk to you, Mark. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
Good. Are you surprised with the severity, and are you surprised that Jim Crane's reaction was to fire Lunau and A.J. Hinch?
I was more surprised by the firing. You knew that Rob Manfred was going to come down hard on these two guys and on the organization because he had to send a message. There's too much of this going on. There's been too much talk about sign stealing. Now you've got the Red Sox under investigation for their actions in 2018 or the allegations against them in 2018. So you knew that they were going to make an example of the Astros, and you figured, based on what Manfred had said in recent years, that was going to come down on Jeff Lunau and A.J. Hinch. The fines, the draft picks, it all made sense to me. For Jim Crane to come out and immediately dismiss the two of them was a little surprising. But then when you dig a little deeper into the report, and there was some pretty damning stuff in there about the culture of the baseball operations department, the firing of Lunau made a little more sense after you read all of that. Hinch's firing, I think, surprised me a little bit, especially since in the report it said that Hinch, didn't necessarily approve what was going on. He had even broken the monitor that was in the hallway twice, and they had to have it replaced. You would have figured at that point the players understood that he didn't work with this, but he's taking some punishment for this one.
I don't understand, though, because it feels like there's a disconnect. Because reading the report, which you supplied with your article, Rob Manfred says A.J. Hinch did this. He broke monitors. He didn't like it. And then the players say collectively, if he told us to stop, we would have stopped. So why the hell didn't A.J. Hinch, if he was so angry about it, instead of breaking monitors, why wouldn't he say stop, since the players were going to be willing to stop?
I agree with you. And I think, I tweeted this out before that I guess breaking two monitors wasn't clear enough to his players that he didn't approve of what was going on. He should have come out and said stop, and that's part of the reason why he was just suspended for a year and then subsequently fired. So, he's paying a price for not having spoken up, and, you really can't pay much of a bigger price if you're A.J. Hinch.
What happens to Alex Cora in Boston now? Because he was obviously part of this too. I mean, a big part of it, right?
Yeah, I think he would have been suspended a year had the Red Sox investigation not been going on since last week, since The Athletic revealed that there are allegations against them from 2018. They're in the process of investigating that. He's the manager of that team. So I think until that is over, you weren't going to see any suspensions. I would imagine, given that he was supposedly the mastermind of this 2017 scheme in Houston, and now he's got some allegations against him in 2018, which comes after Rob Manfred issued the edicts to all clubs to cut this stuff out, or there are going to be serious penalties to pay. It wouldn't surprise me if Cora gets a stiffer penalty than Hinch did. Maybe it's more than a year. Maybe it's 2 years. Maybe, I don't know what it's going to be, and it would not at all surprise me once he gets suspended if the Red Sox don't take the same tact as the Astros and just fire him as well.
My expectation is they're going to make him ineligible. They're going to ban him. And I don't know if maybe years down the road he'll be able to appeal it, but just based on how hard they came down on Hinch, the fact that Cora did it again with another franchise, as Joe said, the mastermind basically as a coach with the Astros, I kind of think MLB's going to ban him for life at this point.
At this point, nothing would surprise me. I mean, the fact that that he's allegedly did this in 2018 with the Red Sox, part of the reason that I think the league came down so heavy on the Astros was that it wasn't just a trash can banging situation in 2017, but there was also evidence that they were doing a different kind of, decoding and sign stealing in 2018 after that edict came down. So, 2018 was a really big deal for the league because they had warned all these teams, cut this stuff out or there are going to be serious penalties to pay.
Do you think anything happens to Beltran? Because he was part of this.
I don't, they made it very clear that they're not penalizing players. I believe he's the only player from that team other than Mike Fiers who was mentioned in the report. My take on that is just that is them sending a message to Carlos Beltran. You're a manager now. We know you were involved in all of this in 2017. Don't let yourself be involved in this going forward now that you're a manager. So I don't think there's going to be any penalty for Beltran. I think if there was, it would have been out now. It would have come out today. So I do think he'll get by on this. But there will be obviously a lot of scrutiny and a lot of people watching Beltran and the Mets very closely.
Well,
forward.
One thing I wonder about is Beltran, like a lot of players, according to Rob Manfred, believe they were honest when they were questioned. A lot of players he thought were honest about it, maybe including Carlos Beltran. If I'm Brody Van Wagenen, I would hope that Beltran was honest with me when Brody asked him about it. That would be the only thing, unrelated to getting any fine or suspension from MLB. But in Brody's press conference, he stressed the trust level that exists between Beltran and now the front office. Just as a human being, forget what he said to the media, forget that. If he lied to Brody Van Wagenen, that would probably cause a little issue in trust early on.
And I would think that if there are any ramifications on Beltran in terms of his job with the Mets, that would be the reason, is that he wasn't upfront and honest with Brody and with the Mets front office and ownership when he interviewed for the job. You'd hope and you'd have to think that he was. But obviously, if there are no ramifications going forward on Beltran, then you have to think that the Mets are comfortable with what they heard from him and where they stand with him. If they think he lied to them, well, then I think you could see something happen.
You know, I would think, we talked about this a little bit with Hinch. I mean, he's suspended for the year, he gets fired, but I would think he's still going to get another job down the road. Wouldn't you think that, Mark, or no?
I think he's got a chance, especially the fact that, you know, even though he received the suspension and got fired, if you read what Rob Manfred wrote about A.J. Hinch in the ruling, it did talk about how he was not on board with it, how he, you know, was very upset and disappointed by this whole thing. He's taking the penalty anyway. He's being given the penalty anyway because, you know, sort of you're the captain of the ship, and if you couldn't get this to stop and you didn't take the action to stop it, well, you're going to pay for it. But A.J. Hinch is widely regarded as a very good manager, and I think if people look at him and say, we don't think he was the reason this happened, and obviously you'd hope that he would have learned from this situation, it wouldn't surprise me if he was to get a job down the line. I think Jeff Luhnow's done as a GM at this point, because forget the sign stealing stuff, you know, the damning words that were in there about the culture of their baseball operations department, that's not something you come back from as easily. And A.J. Hinch is a widely liked and respected person around the league. A lot of people around the league don't like Jeff Luhnow. So yeah. I don't think it's going to be so easy for him to find another job.
Are the Astros, because they've lost first-round picks in 2020, 2021, are they going to be able to sign a significant free agent at the end of the year? Because usually you have to give up draft pick compensation, which they no longer have.
They will be. Basically, what's going to happen is they are going to lose their next two first-round draft picks, whatever those may be. So if they sign players in 20 and 21 that require them to give up first-rounders, then they would lose their picks in 22 and 23.
Oh, wow.
Whatever their next two first-round picks that they have are, they will lose.
All right. So, well, they're not signing a big free agent would be my assumption based on that.
You have to think maybe they re-sign George Springer. They don't have to give up a pick for him because he's their own guy. But, you know, they can do it and just push it off down a year or two. But, yeah, they're not going to skate through this by signing free agents and saying, oh, we'll just lose our third pick instead. That's not going to be the way this works. They're going to lose two firsts and two seconds, whether they're in the next 2 years or subsequent years because they sign players.
Now, what about this? Because some people call about this, and to me this is complete nonsense. This is not college sports where they take away championships and, you know, all this garbage. They take away wins. You know, just their championship stays, case closed. Am I correct?
It stays. It'll be tainted. People will look at it with a little bit of a different view than they may have before. But they're not forfeiting any wins. They're not forfeiting any playoff wins or the championship. In the report, Rob Manfred basically said it's hard to say for sure, you know, whether they won games because of this, how much it helped them or didn't help them. You know, they did have a very talented team. So it's not like you can say they wouldn't have won if they hadn't been doing this. You know, the pessimist can say, well, they wouldn't have won if they hadn't been doing this. But there's no way to prove that. So the league is not going to take the approach of stripping them of the title or anything like that.
Here's what could happen. I just saw this about Logan Morrison. Remember the former, I guess he's still a major leaguer. He was with the minors with the Yankees, but hit a bunch of home runs for the Marlins, the Mariners. He's been around. That he said he has firsthand accounts that the Yankees and the Dodgers – have also used film to pick signs. He said that on his Instagram page. I was just reading Brendan Cuddy, who covers the Yankees, tweeting that out. Are we going to have more investigations that lead to more serious fines and suspensions? Because I think the one thing Joe and I have assumed is that the Astros aren't the only ones.
We
know about the Red Sox, but here's Logan Morrison, a player, saying specifically Dodgers and Yankees, who've had some pretty good success over the years, they were doing it too. Is baseball going to continue to look?
I would think so. I mean, Pandora's box is open, right? You're going to, as more allegations come out, the league's going to have no choice but to investigate any team that is accused of doing these things. You know, the question is, what exactly is he saying? Is he saying that they were studying video to try to decode signs? That's not against the rules. If you're doing it during a game and relaying them to players on the field, that's against the rules. So, you know, there's a bit of a gray area in terms of what exactly is Logan Morrison accusing them of. What are other allegations that are going to come out accusing teams around the league of doing? You know, this is the one thing. And when people say, you know, when this all first came out, people said, why wouldn't have other players come out and said something as well? Because almost, you know, people believe that many teams, if not all of them, are doing something along those lines. And you'd be careful what you, you know, what you wish for, because your team could be the next one that's investigated. So, MLB at this point, I would think any allegations that come out that are even remotely credible, you'd have to assume that they're going to have to investigate them.
Terrible.
This is why everybody's got to be careful when they throw the stones.
Yep.
Because everybody lives in glass houses when it comes to
no
this.
No doubt about it.
I'm not sure if everyone went as far as the Astros, banging drums and all that kind of stuff, but there's a lot of cheating in baseball.
Of course. And has been for a million years. I mean, let's be honest about it. Millions.
No, not quite.
Yeah, anything that comes out from that.
You know what I mean?
Anything that comes out pre-2018 might be looked at differently than the 2018 and on.
Because they were warned?
Because they were warned.
Okay.
Because the league said to them, look, cut it out or you're going to face serious penalties. And the Astros were found to have done something along these lines in 2018. The Red Sox are being investigated for 2018. And if any of these other teams are found to have been engaged in any sort of illegal sign-stealing activity, you know, based on video rooms or anything like that, after, you know, the beginning of the 2018 season, you know, they're going to potentially be in some trouble as well.
When do you think we'll get the news about Cora?
Well, MLB is investigating the Red Sox right now. I don't know if it's going to be a three-month investigation like it was with the Astros. This may move quicker. I don't know. I'm sure they would like to have it done before spring training, because you don't want Alex Cora going to spring training as a manager of the Red Sox, and then all of a sudden 2 weeks into spring training, there's this upheaval. So you would think they would try to get this done in the next 4 weeks before teams report to camps, but there's certainly no way to tell that for sure.
Amazing. Well, I tell you, if obviously we assume there was something going on with Boston, but if there isn't much from the Red Sox cheating, if you will, with what he did with the Astros, would that be enough for Major League Baseball to say, okay, now we're going to suspend them? You know what I mean? Like, they said we're still investigating. If what they come out with the Red Sox just isn't that much, would he still face, I would think so, a serious suspension?
I would think so. My personal opinion, just having read everything we read today in the report, is that he's going to face a one-year suspension regardless.
Gotcha.
The question is, if they find more with the Red Sox, could it be longer than 1 year? You know, I think that's what they don't want to give him a one-year suspension and then find out that there was a elaborate sign-stealing campaign going on in 2018 as well. And then I think the hammer could come down even more. So I think they just want to get all the facts before they, you know, they made it very clear in the report, Alex Cora was a very big part of this entire operation. So he's not going to skate either way.
But I would also think that if there isn't much with the Red Sox stuff, the Red Sox would hold on to him through a one-year suspension. Like, I don't think they would fire him for what he did in Houston.
It depends. If he's tarnished by a one-year suspension, and even if they don't find a lot on the Red Sox in 2018, there could be enough where they just say, you know what, this is not worth it for us. I don't know. You know, it'll be interesting to see what the Red Sox do if what you just said comes to fruition, where they don't find a lot from 2018, whether they hold on to him or not. I mean, right now, Alex Cora's reputation is going to be tainted one way or another, and you just have to see how the Red Sox react to it.
Mark,
we appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right, man.
You got it, fellas. Take care.
Mark Feinstein, very busy today with all the breaking MLB news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.